The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm joined in studio here by two of my favourite guests. We've got Claudia Carroll, author and now playwright, and Pat Moylan, producer at Pat Moylan Productions, because they have a joint venture. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Yeah.
Now, this goes back to a book which we talked about on this show.
This actually was born on this show.
It was born on this show.
Explain.
Well, I was driving into town one day listening to Pat Kenny, and you were interviewing Claudia about her book, The Secrets of Primrose Square. And I thought, oh my God, that sounds wonderful. Those characters sound great, the situations that they're in, the secret that they have, and the way they support one another. And I thought, you know, that seems to me that something that would make a great play. And then I got this light bulb moment and I thought, sure, Claudia's an actress. Why wouldn't she write it? So I stopped the car, waited until Claudia got out of the studio and called her. And I said, she said, I'm just coming out from, I said, I know, I've been listening to you. He said, that sounds fantastic.
Now, this is back in 2018. So we're talking a long time ago now.
Yeah. So we had our chat. We agreed that Claudia would write the play based on the book, which she did. It took a long time because it's not as easy as it appears. You know, there's so many characters, wonderful characters that she had created in the book, but she needed to, you know, just get to the nucleus of the story and the characters that.
I mean, you could do
story.
Under Milk Wood and have
yes.
every oh, character
yeah,
played.
You but. Could, you could, but that wasn't what was in our heads at the time. And then she produced a very fine play. And I decided I would start it off by doing a tour, and then COVID hit.
How many drafts did you write, Claudia?
14 of them, Pat. Can you believe it?
And how was it discarding time, characters? And I don't just, like to use that term, but that is what's involved.
Yeah.
You have to say, this character is not essential. Off you go.
Well, there was a character called Nancy who we decided not essential. She has to go. And she's essential in the book, you know. But we decided, no, she's not making it to the print, the physical stage. But it was really terrific. It was really, but 14 drafts we went through to get to it. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it sounds, you know, because, well, I have found in the past that writers get very attached to the characters that they've created in books. And sometimes it's much better to get somebody else to do an adaptation. I mean, I've done various book adaptations. I had Angela's Ashes in recent years.
The Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah, that's a while back.
How did you do the rain on stage in Angela's Ashes?
The rain, a lot of the rain is in the movie and not in the book.
Mm.
You know, but it was dark and dull, but it was, you see, Frank McCourt was very funny. He had some wonderful, great wit. And, you know, and that was brought out as well. So it was a balance. It wasn't like the film. The film was very, very dark. But the play had, the musical had great hope and light and.
Yes, it really did. And very uplifting. I went to see it in London. Yeah. It was utterly magic.
So the idea of culling and cutting is not new to you, Pat?
No, it's not. It's not. No.
So you had this final draft after 14 attempts. And then what happens to it?
Because then I submitted it to Pat, and Pat really liked it and said, OK, we're going to do a tour. So I said, great, fantastic. We're going to start in Dreacht and we're going to tour it and all the rest. And then what happened? COVID. So we had to stream it online, which went very well, I think, you know.
I mean, we had a few aborted attempts at the tour because of the time. Remember, you know, everything closed down and then we're coming back and then we're down again. So, you know, it was very frustrating. So then the Department of Arts gave people like me money to stream.
To keep us all entertained.
To keep us all entertained during those awful days. And so that was streamed at the time. But I promised Claudia then that we would do it in front of a real live audience. Oh.
So I can't believe we're doing it.
How have you brought it to life on the stage? I mean, how many characters are there?
Only three. There's Melissa, her mother, her daughter, and her neighbour. That's it. And that's it. We tell the story through those three characters. I think it's
So three actors, yeah. But many characters referred to.
Exactly. Many characters referred to. And yeah, so it's... Yeah.
So casting then.
Oh yeah, we have a great cast. I mean, this is...
I was just
so lucky. I have Marion O'Dwyer, Clelia Murphy, and an actress called Leah Murphy, who would be new to stage here, but she has done lots of television and film. So I'm absolutely blessed with the cast, and directed by Mark Lambert.
Now, how does it work? Are they three monologues, or do the characters actually intersect?
Yes, they're monologues, and they don't intersect. So we can rehearse it in isolation, you know. We could just say Marion for a morning, Clelia for the afternoon, Leah for the evening. And so that's it. But they don't intersect at all. They just speak separately to the audience.
And conjure up Primrose Square.
Yes, exactly.
In so doing.
And their secrets.
And their secrets, and the secrets.
Which they can share because they're alone on stage at the time.
Yes, exactly.
They can share with their audience. Yeah. Demanding, though, on the cast of three, I'd imagine. You know, you're spending a lot of time on stage.
Yeah, it is.
It's very demanding. Yeah. And that's why the casting was so important in this piece.
Now, you're coming to the Gaiety, but before that, have you any...
Yeah, we're going to the Everyman Theatre in Cork.
5th and 6th of September.
Of September, and then we go into the Gaiety starting on
the 9th of September.
Of September. Yes. Yeah.
So booking right now.
Booking right now. Exactly, Pat.
Very good. Yeah. Well, it's called The Secrets of Primrose Square. By the way, will people who've read the book feel it necessary to go to see it?
I think you'd really enjoy it. Hugely enjoy it. It'll add something to the... I mean, my layer of understanding of the book changed with this. You know, and I hope the audiences do too. Mm.
Now, what about further activities on your part, Claudia?
Well, I'm editing a new book for my editor, which is for publication next year. I haven't got a title yet, actually, but I've got a story. Will I tell you the story?
Yeah, briefly,
it's about It's about the last person you can think of, the least likely person you can think of to inherit a stately home. I'm not telling you anymore.
Okay. Yeah. A rattling old mansion full of ghosts, everything.
But the last person you can think of inherits. I'm not telling you anymore.
Okay, well, I'm intrigued already.
Okay, I'll be back.
Pat, and what about you? I mean, this is your current venture, but is theatre in rude good health at the moment or not?
Well, it is. I think people are coming back. I mean, we had an awful bashing over COVID. And then even after COVID, I think it's only now people are coming back into the theatre and out to enjoy themselves. People are going out again. I think we lost an older audience for theatre during that period because people who were, you know, let's say in their 70s plus, who were regular theatre goers, suddenly a lot of them found it very difficult.
And even after COVID and during COVID, when maybe things were opening up again, some undesirables were allowed to take over the streets and people felt unsafe.
Yeah, exactly. It was a very difficult time. You know, everybody says, oh, COVID is over and we're back to normal again. It took a long time to come back to normal, you know, and I know that it's particularly affecting theatres in New York. A lot of they depend an awful lot on pensioners going to shows, particularly matinees, and they're still not coming back. They're so afraid.
So afraid.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Well, wait till Donald takes over New York.
Oh, I know.
Federal forces. Yeah. He'll make it safe again.
Yeah.
Anyway, booking now at the Gaiety Theatre.
Yeah. And the Everyman.
And at the Everyman in Cork. My thanks to you both for dropping in. Thank you very
so
much.
The
show is called The Secrets of Primrose Square. And Claudia Carroll is author and now playwright. And Pat Moylan, producer. Thank you both very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.